Benin's Minister of Commerce, Isifu Mujaidu Sumanu, announced late Tuesday that he would no longer tolerate the illegal sale of fuel. This comes within a week of the tanker explosion, which killed more than 70 in the northern town of Porga. Local residents had started siphoning fuel from a tanker truck, which had overturned en route from the Malian capital Bamako to Benin's commercial capital Cotonou. In Benin, more than 200 people have died in over 700 fuel fires in the past 2 years. Minister Sumanu says this is a serious and continuing problem and must be stopped. Sumanu said he would give the issue serious attention. He said major traffickers were known to authorities and have been given till June 15th to halt all activities. Cotonou-based journalist Gerard Gedegbe says this decision is likely to impact thousands of Beninois.
This is a big decision because this illegal trade of fuel is nourishing thousands of families here. And so far there were many persons who feel that this decision should not be successful because the past government has always tried to fight illegal trade of fuel, but they couldn't succeed.
Gedegbe says the fuel dealers are willing to quit their trade, provided the government finds them another form of income.
They say that they are ready to lay down this trade unless the government provide them with new activities, because they have been doing this activity for years and some have built up their lives out of these activities. And they say, anyway, for us to let down this activity, please find us something else to do.
Accountant Dima Yesufu closely follows informal fuel trading, which, he says, is a lucrative sect in Benin. He believes the government will have a tough time cracking down on the trade. He says he seriously doubts the government will succeed in their attempts to stop trafficking. He says they claim to have details on all the major traffickers, but that this is impossible. And, he says, the little traffickers are dangerous too. Yesufu is also concerned that a successful crackdown would have a serious impact on the economy. He says that if people are forced to buy their fuel at regular fuel stations, it will be too expensive for them. He says this will affect taxis and other activities, and, he says, the population may not take this very well. Yesufu says Benin's borders are very porous, and they need to be sealed if the campaign is to have any success. Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.